their 8 children, and he would bring this buggy out. It may have been very dilapidated and tattered, I don't know that either, and take his family out for a Sunday airing. This was a man who considered himself a good cut above the rest of the populace of Texas, of Houston, Texas, where they were living, because he was a mulatto. And therefore, his children were a cut above the other children. Other children, he did not agree that other children should walk down the roads at the same pace that his children did. He wanted his children to walk ahead, including members of the family who were darker.
Did your mother inherit what you considered a color-conscious mother?
The original, without peer.
Were there other children that she had before darker?
The children by her first husband were just about the same color as my brother and myself.
Now we get to your father. He was born in 1881 as well?
That is correct.
And he went as far as normal school?
Normal school in the West Indies amounts to 12th grade in the United States.
Oh, so he had a fairly advanced education for that period.
Plus, the British educate better than we do.
Now, he left Jamaica and went to Panama for a while.
That's correct. My father was always fond of saying that he came up under the heel of the British boot, meaning that he was anxious to get out of there.
Oh.
That the Briton was not a good master, that he was cruel to the natives of the West Indies, Jamaica in particular, that they were a wealthy country, an intelligent country, and they were not treated with due respect.
And why Panama?
The ship that he went aboard and signed aboard as a cabin boy, lying about his age, was going to Panama. So that's how he happened to wind up there. When they got to Panama, he jumped ship and went to work, lying about his age again, for the Pacific Telephone and Telegraph Company, who was laying lines at that time along the Panama Canal. He drove a small train that was called a donkey, that hauled these telephone poles through the alligator-infested swamps. He told us great stories about alligators that could have snapped up this train without batting an eyelash, and how bravely he would drive past them, chugging in this trackless train. Are things going well?
Yes, we're just coming close to the end.
I see. And when he got to the Pacific coast, his work terminated. So instead of him taking the train that took the workers back to begin this trek all over again of laying lines, he jumped aboard another ship, signed on as a cabin boy again, still lying about his age, and came to the United States, to San Francisco. And so that is how he arrived.
Penniless.
He said he had $8 when he came to San Francisco. And he said the Barbary Coast, I think that, you know, history kind of gets a little bit mixed up here, just a little mishigash, that the Barbary Coast was in full sway at the time. Well, my history tells me that Barbary Coast existed during the 1850s.
It was closed about the time of the First World War.
Then he was right. He was a small man in stature. He said that he and his shipmates would have to band together to walk through the Barbary Coast to keep from being shanghaied.
He came here in 1904. Now, let me see if we have time. His father was, he was a junior.
Yes, he was.
And his father was a Jamaican.
Yes.
Plantation owner.
That's correct. Coffee. And pigs.
In Mandeville.
That's the name of the place, Mandeville.
Okay. And his mother's name was Jemima Reed?
Correct. That was her maiden name.
And what was her background?
I have no idea. I know she was a countrywoman with a fine hand at sewing. That's all I know.
And did your father ever talk about his families, other than the British boot? Was there any other?
Oh, yes, he would talk. He had two brothers and a sister. And he would talk about his childhood, which was apparently a very beautiful childhood. And it was with great sorrow that he stood on the wharf at Kingston Harbor and went aboard a boat to leave his family. It was just that he knew there was something better over the horizon, and he had had it with the English boot.